Hey, we're back.
Aviation Gateway Park. And, man, oh, man, look at all this activity. Look at all these people.
It's Thursday.
It's just, it's, you know, it's funny, AirVenture is, you know, there seems to be two crowds, right? It seems like there's the crowd that comes early, like on Saturday or Sunday, and leaves Thursday. And then there's a big crowd that comes Thursday and leaves Sunday.
It is. We've got all the mass arrivals so over the weekend, the hundreds of Bonanzas and Moonies and Cessnas all come in.
In the early weekend.
Early in the weekend, and then we get our drive market. You know, a lot of the people that live close to here in the Fox Cities, Milwaukee, Chicago, La Crosse, Twin Cities, love to come out for the weekend. We've got the Blue Angels flying Friday and Saturday, so it's everyone's aware, AirVenture is the perfect family event, and there's always something for everyone here.
So what do we have in store for this segment, Dave?
For this segment, well, today we've got Brandon Seltz from Take Flight Interactive. Brandon is a participant in a business accelerator called Aero Innovate that is produced out of the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, one of EA's partners here. And I've been on the advisory board of Aero Innovate for a number of years, and I love the initiatives because it really does bring in aeronautically focused businesses, mostly startup businesses that are looking to break into the aviation industry, whether it's R&D, whether it's camps, or whether it's this year we have a company that's developing an acoustic dampening system for the nacelles of turbine jet aircraft, to Brandon's company, which is called Take Flight Interactive, which is all about high definition and I guess I'll call it high reality based flight simulation for training. So Brandon Seltz.
Brandon, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Having a great show so far.
Awesome. That's what I was going to ask you. You answered my question before I even asked it. That's a good interview.
That is good. All going good for you this week?
Oh, it's fantastic. The show has exceeded my expectations from a business development standpoint by far.
Good, good. And I know you're fresh off of the pitch and mingle that was held last night.
That's right.
At the, I guess, close to the Whitman Regional Airport. We held it in a hangar last night, which... Of course, at an airport with an open door always has its pros and cons. Good background noise, but always tough for presentations. But it was a good forum, certainly for you and the rest of the companies to introduce your products and services to the aviation industry. Tell me a little bit about the event and what you learned kind of from this whole pitch camp experience.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, I think for early stage entrepreneurs like myself, you know, having mentors that are high up in the aviation industry, you know, a lot of times we're down in the weeds looking up. And so when we can get that kind of feedback on how the people in that position view us and view how we can fit into the industry and how we can talk about our business and describe our business together, it's invaluable.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background and then kind of what your company's all about and how do you think it's going to change the aviation industry?
You bet. So I'm a pilot and a game designer. I spent over a decade at Microsoft working on Microsoft Flight Simulator. And so that was really where I started putting together these game design concepts with real-world training curricula. And I went to get my pilot's license, took off for the first time, looked over the wing and thought, I've done this a million times. Yeah. And so I've been on this mission ever since to combine those elements to bring that sort of, training efficiency to everybody with a simulator.
Excellent, excellent. So now Jeff is an airline pilot as well. Is it something that he could benefit from also?
It sure is. You know, I think at that level in aviation, you understand the benefits of simulation.
Absolutely, yeah.
In primary training and instrument training, it's not utilized as much. And so there's a huge latent utility just left sitting there. And so what we try to do is create a virtual flight instructor that can teach you on your own at home. You can learn at your own pace. You know, we use a lot of these game design elements like objective scoring to help you know where you are and where you need to improve. And the results are fantastic.
It's super ozone friendly, too.
Super what?
Ozone friendly, yeah.
very low carbon footprint for this.
Very on the wallet as well.
Right. Yeah. So speak of the wallet, you know, in terms of what does kind of desktop-based simulation do for someone that's, you know, looking at what's ahead of them financially from a flight learning perspective?
Well, gosh, you know, flight training gets more expensive all the time. You know, it's the number one concern for people, you know, thinking about getting their pilot's license. And so, you know, me personally, my experience was I got it right at the minimums, you know, and we see an average private pilot license take about 75 hours. You know, you only require 40 hours. So we can bring that down by 40% or so. And I think in the modern age, that's about $6,000 in savings for a private. You can extend that on through instrument and commercial.
And is there any particular platform that you've got to have, or are you, you know, how does one approach the hardware that's necessary for this?
Yeah, we're hardware agnostic. You know, I think we need to keep that barrier as low as we can get it. You know, I do all my development work on a two-year-old sub-$1,000 laptop and a $50 joystick. Hmm. You know, so that's all you need. You know, I think that's where the highest value is. Of course, you can, for a flight school that needs something a little more durable, you know, the Redbird J. Something like that is a really good, more durable choice.
And what I see, that's what you have in your booth, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What does a Redbird J cost?
You know, I would love to tell you. I'm good friends with those guys over there. They let me borrow one for the show, so here's a shout out to those guys.
Yeah. But it is it's inexpensive when you borrow it.
It is
very. Yeah,
I appreciate
it's free.
That. So yeah, it's a good piece of hardware. It's got a computer inside. So you don't need to go buy another computer and hook up the hardware.
It looks affordable to me.
I think it's around $3,000 or so.
I mean, that's a very compared to the price of going out and going flying. You know, I mean, that's really a little more than 10 hours of flying an airplane.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about the Alaska Airlines initiative. That
Yeah, we just finished a project called Solo Academy, funded by Alaska Airlines, and we had four underprivileged youths. High school level, and we brought them in and put them through a sim integrated curriculum, and the results were amazing. They soloed the aircraft in about 10 hours, but the benefits were far beyond that. You know, for example, we put them through about 30 minutes on the sim before their discovery flight, before their first flight in the airplane. Simple stuff. Here's how the flight controls work: pitch, bank, all that stuff, a little energy management, you know, trim, climbs and descents, things like that. They climbed in the airplane and flew everything but the liftoff and the touchdown. And when those guys climbed out of the plane, they were beaming because it was a discovery flight where they discovered that they could fly.
Right, right. So, you know, you're certainly going to get people that are going to look at what you've got here and kind of call it a game. You know, simulators, not necessarily going to work for me.
Sure.
Doesn't quite replicate the experience of flying. Yeah. So those replacement hours don't necessarily equate. How do you address someone that kind of comes in and looks at it as sort of more of a game than a real flight experience?
You know, it's interesting, especially here at Oshkosh, where so much of the population are real-time pilots. Yeah. And when a high-time pilot gets on a simulator, they say, this is nothing like the real thing. And I would agree with them. There's nothing like flying an airplane. There really isn't. That's why we're all here. What's interesting is if you learn how to fly a simulator and then get it in the aircraft, it transfers really, really well. It's when you take that feedback away that it doesn't work so well. So what we found is, you know, when you can do it on the sim, you get in the airplane, a lot of times you find it's much, much easier. Unfortunately, for those high-time pilots that want to give it a shot, it doesn't quite work so well the other way around.
Yeah. I use Flight Simulator for my instrument flight training. You know, I found it to be a fantastic supplement to what I was doing in the real aircraft, whether it was holds or whether it was radio work.
Because it's so procedure-oriented.
Yes, exactly.
That's why. And so that's where these systems are so valuable, mm-hmm. is when you have to learn procedures.
Right.
And not have to deal with, you know, turbulence and real world weather.
Just the ability to repeat it.
Yeah,
you know,
and
to try it
again.
Be
able to zoom out and repeat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why it's so valuable in that particular rating, especially.
And I'm assuming in your world, simulation is a very important part of what you do.
It's invaluable. You can't safely simulate what we do in the simulator. You just can't. In the real world, you can't go out in a real airplane and do what we do.
Right.
You just can't because, you know.
We're finding, though, that the primary training side works really well. You know, I think this data that we gathered out of the Solo Academy project, it exceeded my expectations.
Do you have a goal to partner with other airlines as well? Or is it Alaska because it's hometown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle hometown airline.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the airlines are feeling the pinch, and they're really looking for that youth outreach to create that next generation of aviators. And that's important here in the U.S., but I think it's even more important overseas in places like Asia, the Middle East, these emerging economies where the commercial airline travel is growing exponentially, but yet there's no flight training infrastructure. And so that's a place I think we can make a huge impact and really kickstart that pilot pipeline for those foreign airlines.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine from the UK who's staying with me here at AirVenture, he's a British Airways pilot.
Yeah.
But, you know, he started out with EasyJet, and they have, a training program. So they take ab initio, they take a student, and they'll train them up, and then they're in the right seat of an Airbus with 205 hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a whole different concept from what we do in the U.S. So, but with the simulation, what he's talking about here, you can do that.
You can do that.
You can do that.
One of the big opportunities we have it is in aptitude testing. You know, we can take our stuff and run hundreds of people through it. I can tell you who was the lowest times to proficiency and things like that. So I think we can also find those candidates for airlines and really get that training done even faster.
That's an interesting concept. It is, I hadn't thought about that.
Do you have a virtual reality component to what you're doing as well?
We do, yeah. It's you know, to us, virtual reality is just another monitor.
Oh.
It's incredible. It will be the future. In my opinion, it's not quite there yet.
Okay.
You know, when I tell you to look down and your RPMs at 1500, you know, in the current headsets, it's a little fuzzy still.
Yeah.
You know, you have to lean in and look at it. But for anyone that's put on a virtual reality headset, you know how powerful and how transportive that technology is. So it's coming.
Excellent. Well, it's fantastic. I wish you the best of luck going forward. You know, anxious to see where things go.
Yeah,
I see your booth is busy.
Yeah. So it is, yeah. I'm going to be worn out by Sunday.
Okay, good. As we all will be.
Yeah. Well, I just before we take a break here, I just want to say I was over at your booth a little earlier, and there was a kid there with his dad. And the dad was just shaking his head the whole time as this kid perfectly flew through your rings, having never sat down or been in control of an airplane before. And the dad, who's a pilot, was just shaking his head.
It's
like,
amazing,
oh,
isn't it?
I can't do that. Yeah. Look at my boy, you know.
Yeah, that's the second scenario in the private pilot curriculum, and it really is amazing to watch, especially the kids see a score and hop up with a giant smile on their face, give you a high five, and that's why I'm here.
It's great.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for coming out, and we'll look forward to seeing where this goes.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait to see myself.
Great. Thanks, Brandon.
Take care.
J-Mont G with Dave Champson. We're on the fly. We're over at Aviation Gateway Park, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.